Abbaikyo Hussein. Today is the 8th of the morning month of Muharram, and 2 days later we'll be commemorating the heart-rending tragedy of Ashura and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Irrespective of the current circumstance, especially the worldwide spread of the coronavirus pandemic, but by observing all precautionary measures as instructed by health and religious authorities. Today we present you an article by Pakistani scholar Saad Rasool that appeared in the English language daily The Nation. The piece is titled Labbaik Ya Hussein. Please stay with us. History is an unforgiving court. It sits in judgment over kings and sprawling empires that had conquered the known world of their time. And conveniently, with the passage of time, history buries their names and obscures their memories. Even those who are remembered in the annals of history are so done for academic and cultural perspectives. Their true existence, their pain, their joys, is no longer felt. Historians study the Mayan civilization, but don't weep for its demise. We visit the pyramids, but don't feel the presence of the pharaohs in our lives. There is, however, one stark exception to this rule of history: Karbala and the memory of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, which, even after 1400 years, evokes extreme emotions of grief, sorrow, hope, and redemption in the true believers. So what brings people to Karbala in remembrance of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him? What makes them gather in their thousands of processions across the world to mourn the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny? What makes them weep, cry inconsolably in the pain of an event that they never witnessed? What makes them brave against threat of life on the streets of Quetta, in Parachinar and other places throughout the world, to be counted amongst the followers of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him? What makes them proclaim Labbaik Ya Hussein in places where it is considered a sin to do so? The answer is simple and yet very powerful. According to eyewitness accounts of history, on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, when all, save one male companions of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, had been martyred by the Yazidis, may Allah curse them, the Imam looked around at the great expanse of desert and said, Hal min nasirin yansurani? It translates, is there anyone who will come to my help? None of the humans came forward. We were not there on that day. We could not respond to the call of the Imam or rush to his aid. But we are here now, and those of us who can still hear the echo of Hal min nasirin yansurani in our souls flock to Karbala and to all the other sacrosanct precincts across the globe with one answer: Labbaik Ya Hussein. I'm here, O Hussein. I'm here at your service. The story of Karbala, along with other facets of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, the immediate family of the Holy Prophet of Islam, has, for malevolent reasons, been removed from our account of Islamic history and theology. In Pakistan and some other countries, we are not taught the merits and the sufferings of the Blessed Household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in any formal educational curriculum. We're not exposed to them in the mainstream narrative of the mullah and the masjid. On the contrary, those who persecute the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and went on to become the rulers of their time, are venerated in our religious cultural traditions. As a matter of historical fact, this malicious campaign began soon after the worldly demise of the Prophet of Islam, when political ambitions trumped religious imperatives. Not that political power matters in the context of faith, but almost instantaneously, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, were viewed as a threat to the legitimacy of those in seats of worldly power. And as a result, 1400 years of Islamic history, written in the tainted ink of the Umayyad, Abbasid and other dynasties, has purposefully tried to conceal the barbarism committed against the house of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. This is not about being Shia or Sunni. It is not about believing or denying the wilaya or God's almighty designation of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, or about participating in any or opposing commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, or even about accepting or rejecting the lofty status of the Prophet's progeny. It is simply a question of stating facts for what they are and allowing each individual, according to his or her personal conscience, to make a choice. It is time to revise our history books and national narrative to be neither Sunni nor Shia, just to be factual and correct. It is time to reveal the fact, which is neither Shia nor Sunni, that after the Hajj, as part of the last sermon, the Prophet gathered all the Muslims, raised Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib's hand and proclaimed, "Man kuntu mawla, haza aliyun mawla," which means, "For whoever I am master, this Ali is his master." It is time to disclose, as narrated in all religious books of authority, that during his last moments, the Holy Prophet asked for a pen and paper to dedicate his will, which was denied to him by some of the people present at the time. That his burial was attended by only a handful of his family members, whilst all others were electing the new ruler or caliph. Also, in the spirit of factual honesty, it is important to narrate that the Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, whom the Holy Quran testifies as being among the truthful, sadiqeen, or most truthful, stood before the caliph of the time to ask for her share in her father's inheritance, but was returned empty-handed. That over the course of the following 300 years, every single imam of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, was martyred by the self-styled caliphs. Not one of them died a natural death. That the Holy Prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, along with every single male relative and companion, except one, was martyred by those who claimed to be Muslims. That in the aftermath, the Holy Prophet's granddaughter, Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, was forced to stand barefooted and without a veil, as Yazid, claiming to be the caliph, sentenced her to prison. Thereafter, the successive caliphs persecuted mercilessly those who dared to swear allegiance to the Holy Prophet's progeny. That, at countless instances throughout history, Muslim leaders, extolled in history books, tore from limb to limb anyone who stood with the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And 1400 years later, today, these acts of atrocities still continue to stain the conscience of our nation. Let historical veils be lifted and let the facts be recounted for what they are. Acknowledging these events is not about being Shia or Sunni, it is simply about being truthful to that unspoken oath that each believer has sworn to the omnipresent God and his everlasting prophet, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Don't raise a black alarm if you do not want to. Don't attend a majlis or mourning ceremony if it makes you uncomfortable. Don't participate in the mourning processions if it offends your faith. Don't beat your chest if it seems unholy. But in some personal way, during these days of Muharram, when the family of the Holy Prophet, including women and children, were denied food and water, a stone's throw away from a flowing river, and a prince of paradise, along with his family and companions, was mercilessly martyred by those who claimed to be followers of the Prophet, it is essential that each of us take out some time from our uselessly busy lives to grieve with the Prophet in whatever way we deem appropriate. And maybe, just maybe, the scar of our shared pain with the Prophet will be enough to tip the scales of our sinful existence. So, in that spirit, let us renew an age-old pledge to the Chief of Martyrs, the Prince of Paradise, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. A pledge repeated by millions of Husseinis who have felt Karbala in their hearts and heard Hal min Nasirin Yansuruni in their souls by reciting the following passage from the ziyarah or salutation of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. O Abu Abdullah, I am verily at peace with those who are at peace with you, at war against those who fight against you, loyal to those who are loyal to you, and enemy of those who show enmity towards you, from this day till the last day.